From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It's Friday, February 7th at 8:56. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly lower trade here this morning. March corn down 5.25 at 490. The December contract down 3.5 at 466.25. March soybeans down 7 cents at 1053.5. The new crop November contract down 6.75 at 1059.25. And March wheat pulling back today down 5.5 at 582.25. This is kind of a pullback from yesterday's solid performance, especially led by wheat. Yesterday, Chicago March wheat was up 16 cents. So that was an encouraging development on a complex that's been kind of beaten down for several months now, the wheat market, that's for sure. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check up 31 points at 44,778. And March WTI oil up 73 cents at 71.34. So nothing terribly exciting today, all things considering, but we're still in this headline news type of market that will tend to dominate trade direction day to day. So the next headline, maybe an hour from now, who knows, could really affect this marketplace. There's more chatter about a continuation of the phase one trade agreement with China. China failed to fulfill this agreement. They only met 58% of its pledge to purchase an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. goods back in 2020. Now, we all know that COVID hit shortly after that agreement and that turned the world upside down. That's not in question, but maybe the Trump administration is willing to negotiate a resumption of that agreement following the recent tariffs that were put on China last week at 10%, and China retaliated with 15% on targeted tariffs as well on U.S. goods. So this headline news is pretty tremendous. It's hard to, I'm doing market outlooks this week. I'm in Ashburn right now. You hate to even hit print on these presentations because we are in the, no pun intended, a current event market where things are changing. Everyone's on social media trying to keep up. The speculator crowd has an appetite for corn, evidently. They're estimated to be long 389,000 contracts of corn, long 98,000 contracts of beans, and short 84,000 contracts of Chicago. Chicago wheat. We'll get updated CFTC data out later today with their positions as of Tuesday. We are seeing spreads on the Chicago Board of Trade weaken. March, May, corn about a 12 cent carry and soybeans about a 15 cent carry. It's all about farmer movement of bushels. It's been impressive the amount of bushels that have moved on the good rally. And basically end users have really good coverage. So the market's going to probably ask people to not haul and maybe see it in March or so. They're trying to build a carry in the marketplace. We get in April, May, it'll be a little more interesting with field work kicking off, hopefully. Updated drought map still shows persistent drought in the Western Corn Belt, especially Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, parts of Northern Illinois and Northern Indiana. They're only places popping up on the drought map, but I have heard a lot about it talking with producers that we are dry here in Central Illinois. So we'll see what this spring looks like. I hope everyone has a great weekend and stay safe. Thanks, Kimberly.